Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf, CG, might be joining later. And today I have two amazing returning guests. Emily Lubin and Andrea Allen are here from the Hot Mess Comedy Hour.
Hey. Ow. Ow. What's up?
I think it's really cool that you guys have been just kicking ass, because there have been some years apart that we haven't really fully caught up. Mm-hmm. But we all have kind of been Instagram stalking each other here and there. Mm-hmm. And I do have it professionally. To say, mm-hmm. You're both kicking ass and aww, just glowing. Like, you're kicking ass in the funny, witty ways and looking sexy and hot. And I appreciate
Thank you so much.
I got hair extensions, baby. I'm fucking biking everywhere.
I ran into you coincidentally a couple months ago, or however many months ago. And I was just like, who's this hottie? And then I was like, oh my gosh, I know her, you know? So yeah,
you
were looking, you had the full Manhattan gear.
Dude.
Cause now that I don't go in as much, when you go through that tunnel, it's like a portal into another world.
Oh my God.
People are now on scooters. I was like, okay, now we're doing scooters. And everyone, almost everyone's just like, fashionable and like half the people are models, and it's just so, you know,
it's like a bitch in a scooter and a fur coat with, you know, big red nails.
It is funny, like
choker that says fuck you.
Yeah,
it's a whole thing.
They're all the Manhattan bitches are like fashionable in the same homogenous way now, and it's very fun. Like, it's funny to me now that it's fashionable to have a scooter and a fanny pack. Mm. Like that's like the peak of fashion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I guess I'm into it though. You will always win favor by calling us hot.
Yes.
It is, you know, the best. And you are looking very hot yourself too.
And I try to do it up a little bit. I was fighting off a UTI for a bit there, not looking so good because I wasn't feeling so good, but here I am now. I've recovered. I think my pussy was mad at the government, as well as many other things. Well, did you hear this? That I just saw this today. This is one of the topics I wanted to bring up, because obviously Roe versus Wade, the overturning of it, insane. But I just saw that Biden just signed an executive order for access to abortions, data privacy, and contraception. So I don't fully know what that even means. I hope that's as amazing as it sounds. I feel like I don't really get politics. I know a lot of it's bullshit, but it's like, you know, the state said this and the House is saying this, and now the federal government's doing this. And it's like, I'm just still kind of confused who has the final say, I guess, the Supreme Court, but not.
I have a hard time with it too. I have a really like hard time following it because there's so much to read. I feel like I can never know if I'm reading the accurate information, and now we have news updates every, you know, 15 seconds. And I don't know how to keep up with anything. Like a couple weeks ago, actually on the same day that they announced the Roe v. Wade decision, Juul like took the Juuls off the shelves, but then put them back on the shelves, like both in the same day. So that was a thing that
two
happened.
National tragedies of equal magnitude,
like limiting people's choice and liberty.
So I pulled this up. Okay, so someone explained again. Politics boggles my mind, and I think it's supposed to boggle your mind. I think it's
That way no one can really even fight it.
I think
get
it's
in
by
there.
Design. but okay, so from what someone explained to me, it's not that. It is a federal abortion ban, but one of the mechanics of Roe v. Wade is that people have access to your medical records to look if you're pursuing an abortion. So Roe v. Wade was to make that information private, so women could get abortions without, you know, the powers that be knowing about it and blocking it. So now President Joe Biden signed an executive order aimed at protecting access to reproductive health services, blah, blah, blah. The executive order attempts to safeguard access to medical abortion and emergency contraception, protect patient privacy, launch public efforts, as well as bolster the security and the legal options available to those seeking and providing abortion services.
Good things.
So I think that it's like trying to counteract that aspect of it.
medical abortions, I believe that is the pills that you take at home. That's called, that's what a medical abortion is. So people will still have access to that, which is really important, and emergency contraception, like Plan B.
Dude. Yeah.
I mean, medical
contraception is the craziest idea to me ever. It's like, what do they want to do with all these kids that are going to be born with unprepared parents? Like, and then the same people fighting for it are not fighting to take care of all the people that are alive.
They don't care about humanity.
I don't
understand the human life or dignity. I am going to order a shipping crate from Canada of Plan B, you know, emergency contraceptive abortion pills, throw UTI meds in there. Let's just get a ship full of pussy pills.
You know, it would be fun, like a soda fountain.
Yes.
But you can get Plan B. You could get the abortion pills. You could get like anything.
Me and Emily,
you need.
You're going to set up an ice cream.
I feel like
truck.
We're running for high school government. And you know, when they used to like throw things,
bring vending machines back.
This is what we would offer if the three of us ran the government.
Okay. Pizza day every week. Okay. Yeah. And all the slut supplies that you need, we will have in a glittery pink van. Mm-hmm. Let's just tour the country with like a slut mobile and give everyone. I mean, in all seriousness, I feel like this is the most backwards ass terrifying shit. And it really worries me about what's coming down the pipeline.
I was crying this morning because I saw it was so random. I haven't cried about it for like five whole days.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh
then
God.
This morning I saw a post that Sarah Hartshorn posted about, which is a clinic in Mississippi, the only abortion clinic that existed in Mississippi. And it was like struggling to stay afloat for like 30 plus years. And it finally closed its doors. And it was just like, the way it was worded was so sad because it was like, yeah, this is the only abortion clinic that existed for a long time. And people were trying to shut it down and they reigned victorious for so many years. And now all it took was this one little decision.
Yeah.
And now people in Mississippi cannot get a safe abortion.
They're also burning down clinics, by the way. And, you know, trigger warning up the wazoo for this story right now, but a 10-year-old rape victim was denied an abortion in the state of Ohio and luckily was able to go across state lines. But like, this is all these conservatives go like, that's an extreme example, or people are so, the cognitive dissonance about this is so high because it's so horrifying, and people don't are like, well, that's not going to happen. And like, it literally just happened.
Right.
Like, why are you saying these things are not going to happen? They clearly are. It's been like,
but
what?
You don't care about that one person because they're an outlier, but you do.
They're not
care
an
about,
outlier,
but you do care about a one fetus.
Right. They're also not an outlier. Like something like one in three children are molested, something crazy. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. I mean,
well,
they don't all
we're
get pregnant.
Still in a society of brushing things under the rug, right? Yeah. It's, we're starting to shake it. There are those of us who speak up. And for me, it's like, let's end all this collective suffering in general. So many people are in deep suffering. It's those who can start to express it, face their own shit, essentially, that can move forward. And I think people just are still not knowing how to like look at the complexity of situations. It's so dualistic. Everyone's like, you gotta pick a side, when that's almost impossible for everything in a sense, because everything is usually has a lot of layers and complexities.
Yeah.
So hopefully a lot of people, I know a lot of people are evolving. There are people digging their heels in and wanting to like go backwards, but then there are other people, a lot of us, who are wanting to evolve and like not have a misogynistic society, a racist society, a society that goes against the LGBTQ. I know I'm missing letters there, but you know what I mean? Like there are those of us who are building this, and then there are others who are just kind of like almost running around with like chickens with their heads cut off. And I try my hardest to just focus on my world and try to be a healing presence in it as much as I can be, because the world's kind of run amok, in my opinion.
Oh, kind of. It's a fucking open air insane asylum. I don't even like, even my like boomer ass parents are both like, yeah, I don't, I don't really know. Like, I feel like older adults usually have more pragmatic views towards things because they've been through a lot, and we've certainly been through crises before, you know, they've lived through wars. I mean, like, there's countless crises and cycles, but like, even those who have been through years of life are just like, yeah, this is like a whole different situation. Just, it feels like an impossible, like everywhere you turn, there's a new crisis, or like you said, we've had these crises and we just have mortgaged them.
Right.
And now
here they are, you know? And I think, like I said, I have deep faith in the love taking over.
I just faith from you.
Sure.
You know, this
some days it's at a low, I will say that, but I always do try to find, you know, not just the good, but there's hope. And I think people had enough, a lot of us.
Yeah.
And women are allowed to speak up a lot more. Mm-hmm. You know, than they were before. Although if I post a feisty Instagram, I'll get some comments like, she needs to be folded.
Oh my God.
Physical threats.
Dude,
which are pretty scary.
Emily posts, I get sexually harassed online a lot more than Emily does. I obviously post more sexual content than she does, but Emily gets like fucking dragged.
I just get called I'm stupid and ugly all the time.
She'll post like a cute video being like, oatmeal milk is bullshit, and someone will be like,
the oat milk stands come out of the woodwork every fucking time, and they're like, this ugly bitch talk shit about oat milk, I'm coming for
right. Why are you fucking around with oat milk? Yeah, I love that someone wants to defend oat milk.
This is not about the oat milk.
You are mad at your mom today.
Yeah, yes,
that's what's going on. And also, but that's here's the thing. I used to like kind of hold back from posting videos and, you know, like not be as active because I was scared that I would react really poorly to negative comments. I enjoy them so
really?
Much. I find them so funny. Mm-hmm. You know why? And you know
I'm
why?
Scared.
She gains power.
Because
every time someone calls her a dumb bitch.
I know myself. Okay. And I'm not ugly. And also I'm not stupid. So yeah. Anybody who's calling me ugly and stupid, they're literally grasping at straws. Mm-hmm. And I know that they're mad at their mom. They don't need to know they're mad at their mom. I'm getting that engagement, baby. I don't give a fuck what you say.
Yeah.
You're sharing it. You're commenting. You're actually
braver than me. Well,
I didn't think I would be like that, but I enjoy, I get such a
I get
sick
shook.
Satisfaction from it.
Yeah. I also get a sick satisfaction by cyberbullying those who bully her. Like anytime she gets a video that gets fucking comments, I'm in there being like, I fucked your mom. Eat my ball. Like it doesn't even make
sense. She's not exaggerating.
It makes zero sense. What I'm saying.
Zero finesse in any of her comments. Like it'll be a guy being like, who wants to listen to this ugly bitch? And then Andrew will be below it. Like I fucked your dad.
And it's like,
suck my balls.
It's like 4 a.m. and I'm in the middle of a manic episode, just like ding, 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 ding. I'm like,
every
it's like
single
25
comment.
Notifications.
And I got a shit ton of notifications the other night because you got into it with one specific person because you were like, I fucked your mom. And then he was like, oh, cool. Like, how was she? And you were like, she was fucking great until I, you know, it went on and on and on.
And then we fall in love. All of a sudden we fall in love.
Oh, it's a meet cute. Yeah.
It is. I mean, to your point about like fear and people digging their heels in, I do think like I try to understand like conservatism versus liberalism, sort of like what those minds are like. And I think both people on either side of the spectrum now are wigging out in ways that are like beyond insane. But also I think just in general, you know, the economy is crashed. We had a crisis. Millions of people died. You know, we've gone through like a collective trauma and people are afraid. And I think when people are afraid, they retreat to their like corner of the way that they're afraid. And so I think conservative people, when they're afraid, want to control everything, want to control everyone. They want to like, you know, they want to feel safe, especially I think older people who are conservative they're older. They feel more threatened by the world because maybe their physicality isn't as strong. So I think it's like, and I'm not comparing people to animals, but like you take away a dog's food and you corner a dog, it's going to bite you, you know? So like, I think this is not, this is a very obvious step in a series of steps. And it makes total sense to me that people are out there. Goddamn. I don't like it. I want to go live in a glacier by myself. I want to live in a house in a glacier, but I understand why.
I need to bring this up too. So they made a quite, okay. So I don't fully know what's going on here, but I do know that bringing prayer back into schools is a little bit in motion.
Yeah.
Yes.
Here's the thing. It was my great grandfather. He was the quote unquote, they called him the godless lawyer. He's the lawyer who made them take forced religion out of schools. Herbert Wolf. Church, shout out to Herbert.
Herbert Wolf.
Herbert Wolf.
Oh, the godless lawyer. I didn't realize you were in a royal fucking family. That's insane. So that is.
I have another. It was like great, great, or great, 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 who's invented air conditioning. So everyone right now.
Those are two of my favorite things. Separation of church and state, air conditioning.
That is an American hero.
Yeah.
So it like kind of, when I saw that, I was like, my great grandfather, Herbert Wolf, would be so pissed. But I will say this. I think if what they're saying is that it's allowed, as long as it's not forced. That's what he was really making sure of, is like,
going to be forced.
Kate,
that's what can't happen. Like if a kid wants to pray, cause I've gone back to teaching art a bit. If a kid in my class wanted to pray, I'd be like, go on, do your thing, you know, but.
Oh yeah. But like a prayer session or like a morning prayer, like, cause I remember when I was in school,
I don't like it.
I remember when I was in school,
Herbert doesn't like it either.
Is Herbert still with us?
No.
RIP Herbert. Mm-hmm. But, and also Herbert is just such a great name. I bet he was a total mensch. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it. It's like a dog's name. Mm-hmm. wait, what was I going to say? Oh, when I was growing up, when I was in school, we had to say the Pledge of Allegiance every day. And you know, the Pledge of Allegiance obviously has the line, one nation under God. Mm-hmm. And it came up when I was in middle school that a bunch of the parents were like, I don't think, you know, they should have to say under God, whatever. So it kind of became a whole thing where our teacher had to say, like, if you don't want to say God, just don't say that line. That's fine. And a lot of kids did, because, you know, we were very advanced atheists. But
Kids in my school would just, well, two kids I remember at one assembly like turned the other way to really make a statement.
Oh, when he took a knee.
They did. And I remember I was in high school and I remember being like, whoa, I didn't even understand it yet. Now mm-hmm. I understand it way more. But then I was like, whoa, I wasn't mad. I was just kind of like, holy shit.
But like, I do think it's tough. Because I think like some kids don't have the courage to do that. So
they also don't really understand, I'm sure. Like religion is like a complicated.
Well, then there's
matter.
The issue of brainwashing. But I truly believe the army of Jewish lawyers in this country will not let this happen unless it's Jewish prayer. If we could make that happen. No, yeah. If we could make that shit happen, that would be a win.
The Torah's fun. No.
The Torah is just. I'm converting to Judaism.
It's a beautiful scripture.
Like all the kids would be like, what happened?
I grew up in Canada. So like, I just didn't, they're the religious, like the two main differences when I moved to America, what I noticed immediately in the water is obviously the racial tension. And that has a pretty clear cause, but also the religious, like the fundamental religiousness and like the weird, like very culturally free American life. And then also the underpinnings of like deep puritanical, like craziness. And it's just, it's weird. Like I didn't grow up with any religion. I knew people who were religious, but it was never brought up in schools. I never really thought about it, you know, like separation of church and state was just like, duh, we know that's a fact. And here it's like still not a fact. What? It's bizarre.
Yeah.
I actually think
that's just another way we're regressing. What'd you say?
I think we should ban marriage.
No,
because no, listen, because engaged. I know, Kate. And like, if you want to have a secret witch ceremony or something, this is not about you.
Yeah.
If you want to go have some kind of witch ceremony in the woods,
you know, it's
around
gonna be
the
a witch
fairies,
ceremony.
I know what it's going to be. And if you want to do that, I will be there. Even if you don't invite me, I'll be there. But regular marriage, like, you know, in the legal sense, I think we shouldn't have it because it is a religious institution when you get down to it. Like, it was founded as a religious institution and now we've made it into like something that you need to have by law. But in a sense, that's kind of not separation of church and state. Ooh, I've been thinking about this a lot.
Emily's going after all the institutions.
And just to be clear, I'm not talking about gay marriage. I'm talking about all marriage.
Only gay marriage. This is what we do.
We only allow gay marriage.
We only allow gay marriage. Straight marriage has to be done in secret.
I'm still okay with marriage. I hear where you're coming from. I just think some things can stem. I don't even think marriage stems just from Christianity, because I think Christianity has taken a lot of deep truths from other pre-existing religions.
Yeah, for sure. They're stealing.
You know, so I do like the, for me, when I get married, it's going to be the spiritual union of it. I mean, we'll do it legally if it makes sense to do that, which I think it will, you know, it becomes like
benefits.
A taxes whole thing of that. But I do kind of still like it. I am a little old fashioned in certain ways, which can surprise me at times, but
I mean,
me
as long
and
as you're
my
not
vagina
harming anyone. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, as long as you're not telling other people what to do or harming anyone, do whatever the fuck you want. That's always been the way that I feel about this. Fucking wear weird underwear and don't jerk off and
you're
you
thinking
know
Mormons.
Yeah, do it. I wouldn't suggest it, but do it. I don't give a shit. I'll be in.
I actually think that underwear that the Mormons wear seems very convenient because it doubles as a swimsuit.
That's great. Good for you. Do I think that you're in a cult? Yes. Do I care? No, because you've made your choices and that's fine, but just stop telling me what to do with my pussy.
Exactly.
Fuck off. Yeah.
Or get a vasectomy.
Yeah,
like required vasectomies.
We're gonna have make abortions legal and then make vasectomies
also
required.
Required, yes. This is my America.
Yeah,
this government is starting to sound scary. The one that I was gonna run with the three of us.
No, it turned into a total totalitarian scale. Yeah.
Well, women are angry.
I'm not
women
fully against it, but women are just
so
a little scary.
Angry, and that's another thing. And we have every right to be angry. And I also, to your point, I think like we're just kind of coming out of a lot of, you know, what are we in like the 10th millionth wave of feminism, and there's still so much shit that we're like barely unpacking. So I feel like I get angrier the more I like understand the underpinnings of things and what we've been through. I'm sure people who are unpacking, you know, all this racial shit that's horrific are going through a similar thing. I'm not saying they're the same, but they're kind of parallel. But I do feel like I also don't want to be consumed by anger, and that's a big like, you know, battle that I have internally. Like, I want to enjoy my life, but also, you know, being in stand-up, I feel like misogyny is so deeply present in that particular art form that I am coming home every night being like, take a deep breath. You know, it's like the thing I want to do the most. And there's this ugly other thing that
I know
that causes me so much distress.
Unfortunately, I think you would be affected by that no matter what industry you're in. Like, I can't think of a single industry. I mean, my brother's wife is an engineer and her name is unisex. Like it's Z.
Yeah.
The letter Z. Mm-hmm. And
thought you said her name was unisex. Yeah. I was like, wow.
No, her name is You Need Sex. It's very confusing.
Your brother's a fun person.
But she can't sign her emails with her initial anymore because people would assume she was a man. And then when she would go into meetings, they would be like really confused. Yeah, really confused and sometimes not take her as seriously. And it became an issue. And I mean, that is a male-dominated industry, but like I can't even think of a female-dominated industry in which they're
makeup tutorials, knitting.
No, they exist, but you still get shit for it. Like, I'll give you the perfect example.
Changing because of women like us.
I would hope so.
I do. I mean, I still have my mug. I did have to paint over certain areas because Shane was a bit younger when you gave it to me.
You still have the army of kung fu.
You gave me a mug. Yeah, it's like, it has, I like put my art brushes in it when I paint and stuff.
Oh my God, I love it.
Because you guys, you still have the kung army or Zach?
Army of kung.
Yeah, we're still going strong.
Forever strong. Yeah.
What's it called again?
The Army of Cunts.
The Army of Cunts.
Yeah, those are our fans and our listeners and like friends of the show. Yeah. We're all the Army of Cunts.
It's not, it's an unofficial.
It's also like, it's a term militia. Of endearment, but yeah. I get it. It's not exactly appropriate for children.
I just painted over some of the vaginas, but not because, you know, if it were just me, awesome, but totally. Shane, you know, yeah, it's a lot, child. But
it could be confusing.
Yeah.
My point is just, I think a lot of women are saying, I don't care what yeah. you say a woman is supposed to be like or talk like, you know,
totally.
We're going to be who we are. And I'm all about balance, yin yang, all those energies. And I think all of us, as we allow ourselves to be what we really are, which is the hardest part of healing, because most of us, when we're born, we're told that we're not good enough as we are, or yeah. too wild or whatever. And then we try to shift our shapes, right, to be accepted. So it's hard to get back into your wholeness and claim all your yeah. parts. But I think we're all really trying to, not just the three of us, I'm sure a lot of other beautiful people out there are saying like, no, I'm going to be me.
Yeah.
Even if you're saying that's not good enough or there's something wrong. Like, so I think there is a huge movement, and I do want to move on to a less heavy topic, but one that kind of excited me today.
Ooh, okay.
It just surprised me. So you both know Doja Cat, I'm sure.
Yes, of course.
Bits so Doja Cat has some beef right now with Noah Schnapp, Will Byers from Stranger Things.
What? Like, Wait a second.
It Doja was Cat's like always so... getting into fights, which I relate to her because I'm always doing that.
Doja
as well.
Cat could beat him senseless, I'm pretty
well,
sure.
This is what happened. So I guess she has a huge crush on Joseph Quinn. He's the guy who I think plays, is it Eddie? He's like the Hellfire. He's got like the curly hair.
Eddie. Yeah.
Oh my, wait, really?
I know. I think she did like a tweet about it. So she wasn't hiding it, but she DM'd Noah basically saying like, what's his Instagram? Like, hook me up. And he said something like yes, whatever. And then she said something like, I don't know. They had like a quick thing, but yeah. he screenshotted it and posted it.
Oh no.
Bitch. So, and look, he's 17.
Yeah.
So he's still learning. I think he did it. I don't think he was trying to play her. He's probably excited. Doja Cat even messaged him.
Yeah.
And
right. Yeah.
Thinks she's like invincible, like she's, because she already had tweeted how hot the guy was,
right?
So
right,
he probably
right.
thought she wouldn't even give a shit, but to her, she's still a vulnerable creature, you know, yeah. even though she's so brave and out there. So yeah, she did a whole rant kind of saying like it's weasel like, it's snake like.
Ooh, she's dragging kids, Doja Cat.
She said I know he's still a teen, so she kind of gave him that out there, which I think she's right to do, but I just was surprised to wake up to that.
How do you know how old Doja Cat
is? I'm gonna look it up.
Yeah, she's looking it up right now.
She's 26.
I knew at age 26 not to DM a 17-year-old that I like their friend.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's a very good point.
I think it's on her. I hate to say it. I hate to, you know, blame the woman, but in this particular scenario, you have to understand that 17-year-olds, I don't care if they're famous. I don't care if they're on TV, if they're on a Netflix show, they're fucking idiots.
Yeah.
When I see an 18-year-old on the subway, I don't even know, like a switch flips in my brain where I'm just like, fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Like even their faces look dumb. You should know not to even try to date or hook up with somebody that age.
Yeah. No,
but then second of all, to ask their friend and you think that they're not going to send it to anybody, let alone screenshot it and it ends up on the internet, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel bad for Noah because that's kind of like, I'm sure he shook. He took the video down that he posted. He thought he was being funny.
Oh. And that's the saddest part of this whole thing is that he thought that was funny.
Leave it to the comics. I'll tell you, like, some of these movies I'm watching, they try so hard to be funny. And I'm like, what is happening? Like the jokes
trash.
Fall.
Dude,
they're so soft.
Everything on TV is so bad now.
So many talented writers that I know myself, I'm like, that we could use.
I know.
I have this issue too. I have this issue with SNL. I'm always like, SNL, I could hook you up personally with some really good comedy writers, and some of the sketches I feel like fall flat. I'm not going to say all of them.
I could do the schedule. They have
personally, I could not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't.
That's probably why it's bad though. Like, this is, I think, indicative of what's happening is like the content machine is now moving so fast. So to give credit to some of these people, they're expected to come up with fucking fire, you know, on a
fucking
insane.
And it's impossible.
It's impossible. Yeah. It's impossible.
Without draining the person completely. And a lot of times the writer's not even getting their name on the thing.
I know.
And they're being totally drained of this brilliance.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but in almost every workforce, I feel like in most of them, it's okay to drain your workers so they can barely move.
Yeah.
It's like, we need to change that whole mindset everywhere. Like, make sure your workers are thriving. They're taking care of themselves physically, emotionally, spiritually. Like, it'll prosper the whole business. But no, instead it's like, yeah, let's just take as much as we can from these people and then get new ones when they're too exhausted. And that's just,
I mean, to go back to like corporation, to go back to like the corruption in the United States and the state of things, which I would say we are in the late stages of something pretty bad. People can do this because corporations are in bed with our government, and there's no question about that. They are in charge in a lot of ways. So, you know, that's another version of separating church and state. Corporations and government should not be as interconnected as they are. And this is why they can get away with treating human beings. You know, wage slave is a inflammatory term, but, you know, I know young people, you know, people who don't have like college experience or whatever, who are doing these, who just want a regular job, and they are having 2-3 jobs and barely making ends meet. So like, that's not normal. We shouldn't accept that as normal, specifically in a country with this much wealth. That's I don't know if like walking around New York, Emily, you noticed the just fucking just devastation,
poverty,
the mental health, all this stuff.
Oh,
it's so much more pertinent now after COVID. And it's just like, to see, like you said, in Cape Manhattan, like, you know, this audacious wealth, and then to go into the subway and to see like the saddest person in the worst crisis. And you're like, how are these two worlds existing together? Like, I feel like I'm having a break from reality when I'm being faced with it.
And you know, I've heard a lot of people say like, we should cap we should cap people's salaries. We should outlaw being a billionaire. Like, we shouldn't allow people to get that rich. I don't completely disagree with that, but I think even more importantly, there needs to be a floor before there's a ceiling.
Yes.
And like, minimum wage needs to go up.
Yeah.
If inflation is happening,
yeah,
like that should be a no-brainer.
No.
Our minimum wage.
Why allow any super hard worker? Like, why let them not live a proper life? Like, everyone should be able to buy a house. I think if they're working hard and saving their money, you know, like everyone should have access to these things. And instead, you have, like you said, certain people struggling and working their asses off, but not able to accumulate. And then, you have some filthy rich people who really aren't doing what you would hope one would do when you have that much power and wealth. You know, I would hope if I were that rich, I would want to create new systems and communities that like created a thriving whole system, you know,
think,
like why not do that? Instead, we've got like rocket ships, personal rocket ships that look like penises.
It's
like, take cartoonish. That money there. That could have gone to something that could have been gratifying, which is what he's looking for, but something that gives back. So I'm just, you know, once again, I'm disgusted by a lot of things, but to see,
you would think that it would go the opposite way, but the richer people get, the greedier they get. And that's something that I see over and over. Like, the people that I've known in my life who had the most money were the stingiest, greediest people.
Yeah. I mean, that's how they
have money.
Yeah.
And So I do kind of think like there needs to be a salary.
Right. Okay.
Like, I know it sounds crazy, but I really do. Cause these greedy motherfuckers don't need any more money.
Well, regulation, there needs to be regulation. Like there, you can have a capitalist system. If the free market works in the way a free market should, it's not innately an evil thing. It's actually kind of a meritocracy in a cool way. And so there's nothing wrong with that. There's a lot of hate on capitalism. What we're dealing with right now is not free market capitalism. This is like obvious cronyism, crazy corrupt.
And they're buying the government too. Yeah, so it's like,
it's almost feudalism. Know. It's like monarchies on a level. So
hidden monarchies.
Yeah. And I agree that obviously capitalism is the name that we're gonna attribute to what's happening right now. But this is not. Can I read something really spooky? I know we tried to keep it light, but here we are.
We did for a bit. We did.
Shout out to Doja Cat.
I would like Doja Wires. Cat. I would want Doja Cat to haunt me after she dies.
Yeah.
Please. Oh, I wouldn't though. I love her music, but I feel like when you're not in the mood, because you know she can like rap really fast.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I need to just have some space.
A powerful female rapper.
Who would you want to haunt you if they died?
Nicki Minaj. No.
No, that's even more manic. I think like Penelope Cruz.
Oh, so we're opening the floor up to just anyone, not just female rappers.
Not just female rappers. Oh, if it was a female rapper, I would definitely pick Missy Elliott. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
You wake up in the middle of the night, you see a figure floating over you, ooh, and then it's, I can't stand the rain
against my window.
I can't stand the rain.
Yeah, I guess like maybe a duo of Elvis and Marilyn Monroe could be a real
power
fun
couple. Mm-hmm. You know, they're going to fuck in front of you, right?
I want like, yeah, I feel like their spirits are twin flames. So I would just love to see that afterlife connection and yeah, know that they're okay now.
Two pretty sad people also.
And they both died in their bathrooms.
Fame and money, yeah, right? And
so sad.
Still, yeah, because...
because they weren't allowed to be themselves. That's my theory.
Yeah, man.
They weren't allowed to be themselves. Marilyn Monroe was forced to be this sex symbol.
Yeah.
And she had to be that. And, you know, as Elton John once said, they set you on a treadmill and they made you change your name, Norma Jean, you know? Mm. And I think it got to be like too much for her. And then Elvis, I mean,
where do
I don't
start?
I don't even know exactly what was going on with him.
Well,
but
the new film's coming out or is out or
yeah.
I don't,
well, Elvis was
I
like
see that.
A rampant addict, clearly.
But it
yeah, like,
shows, I think the movie shows how they kind of built him to be that. I think yeah, fame makes it so easy because once again, we're all looking for that peace and that excitement, that life force within. So people who get the fame and the money but aren't feeling that connection, they start grasping at straws, whether it's drugs or like a real money addiction or hooker addiction or whatever.
I mean, Elvis
comes
was,
along.
Elvis was food. Interestingly,
well, that
enough,
makes sense
that's
too.
What killed him at the end of his life.
Didn't he die with a like needle in his arm?
He was ODing, but he was also like so he was like eating himself to death.
You know, they at Peanut Butter and Company, they have this sandwich that's
yes,
called the Elvis, because apparently he ate peanut butter, bacon, and banana.
Yes, and they were like footlongs. He used to take planes over to a specific guy who would make these sandwiches to go get them. Like at
fucking party
just,
on Wayne.
Just like women who are going across state lines to get abortions. Elvis was going across state lines
for the bacon
sandwiches.
For the bacon nutter.
Okay. Can I read you guys the scary thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. This is from the wall, a wall in the Holocaust Museum. All right.
Okay.
Are we ready?
To lighten it up a little.
To lighten it up. we're just oscillating between terrifying and complete lunacy. So early warning signs of fascism. Are you ready? Powerful and continuing nationalism. Disdain for human rights. Identification of enemies as a unifying cause. Supremacy of the military. Rampant sexism. Controlled mass media. Obsession with national security. Religion and government intertwined. Corporate power protected, labor power suppressed, disdain for intellectuals in the arts, obsession with crime and punishment, rampant cronyism and corruption, and fraudulent elections. Ding, 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 ding.
Well, I think that's been present, right?
For a while.
Yeah. So now where we're at, I think, is letting ourselves really see it. And like I said, those of us who really are going to, we're going to come together. We're going to fix it. We're not going to stop fighting. And I do believe that it can happen. They almost want to take that away from you. They want to make you feel like it's too late, that you don't have control anymore. And I don't think that's true. I believe always in that higher power, God, goddess, universe, whatever. It's all containing. And I know myself, because it has put me in headlocks many, many times when it wanted me to go in another direction. And I believe that, you know, I also think spiritually we're in something called the Sriyantra balancing of the masculine and feminine energies, like worldwide. So I think there's something going on. And yeah, sometimes the ugly parts pop off first before we get it all to settle. But I'm ready for us to just deal with things and for people to keep talking about their experiences and what they're really feeling and how complicated we all are. That's why I love shadow work. It's like, you're allowed to claim your feelings that you were taught aren't okay. Jealousy, anger, all of it. Depression.
Are you still doing healing?
Yes, I am. I'm doing healings and tarot readings. I combine them all together.
Wait, can I ask you a question? This is something that happened last night. I love asking Kate questions, especially when something weird happens.
Is it paranormal?
It's not paranormal. It's paranoid.
Missy Elliott,
which is where I live now. I found a white moth in my house, and she was hanging out. Kate looks scared.
Why is that scary?
I was going to get my fucking big leather boots because I was shooting content for OnlyFans, and on my boot was this adorable furry little white moth. It's a gypsy moth is the name of the breed. I looked it up.
Is it big?
No. I and also apparently the first place this cutie was discovered was Vancouver, which is my hometown. But I was like, lady, you got to get off my boot. And she wanted to stay there. And then
she was like, I don't speak English.
Yeah. I'm from Canada. I'm an immigrant. I put her on a Q-tip. I put her in my dish of crystals, which is the most Kate Wolf moment of my week. and then she just sat there and watched me, you know, take nudes. But I'm like, what does the white moth mean? Am I going to live?
I'll tell you all of the things that are coming through for me. You can also always Google moth symbolism. I do think I Googled it years ago because some moths were coming through. Mm-hmm. I think a couple things. I think whatever guilt or any kind of holding back, I think that moth was saying like, go for it. Like, yes, like rock this. And then also It's interesting you brought that up as I was bringing up shadow work. Moths are often nocturnal creatures, and like it's so funny because they're so close to butterflies, but people are a little more freaked
I love out them they're moths. So fuzzy.
I like them too.
They're so cute.
I think it's like you accepting the moth side of you, you know. Obviously you have the butterfly as well, but accepting that nocturnal piece in you that's not always understood by everyone. I don't think we're ever going to be fully understood by everyone. Sometimes it's just between us and us, you know, that's gotta sit in a certain place. But I think that moth was like, it's cool to be you, like good for embracing that. Cause that's
take
very hard.
Those nudes, sell your body for profit.
Stick that stiletto up your own ass.
Why not embrace the human figure? You know, we have freedom to do what we want. If you're not hurting people, not just physically, but with words, like who gives a fuck? Mm-hmm. So I think that moth was like, rock it. Here's your shadow self. Like, cause shadow self also has a lot of sexuality within it. Oh. It's like that goddess. I think of like a fire goddess in there. So I think it's a great symbol.
Okay, good. I got scared. Can I show you guys one of my more nudes I'm more proud of that
I
took
I've
last
seen it
night.
All.
Emily, I didn't send you last night's because I was
let's see. I'll have to try to describe it to anyone.
Okay. I'll show Emily first.
She's got these stripper boots on, which I actually have tried on, and they feel like sneakers, and it was a good buy. She's got sheer tights, but nothing else on. Mm-hmm. Her nipple ring is showing, and she's got these chandelier earrings, very glam, very almost a little Marilyn Monroe, but with a goth edge.
Woo! Wanna show her? Yes.
Let's see. Oh my gosh. Incredible. Do you take these yourself?
Yeah. And like a friend right of mine, a friend
my
of mine,
Watson, as Andrea is showing me her OnlyFans picture that she just posted.
I made that happen. So. The moth drew him in to my pussy. yeah. I mean, I take them on my own with like,
no,
a
that's
timer.
A very classy, sexy picture. Oh, and yeah. I think the moth symbolism was like, get those titties out, do the damn thing. There's nothing wrong with titties ever.
Nothing wrong. People love ever. Titties ever.
Even CG, who's home now, he's like, never,
never, never. Not a, not, there's only never. A few pure things in this world, and titties are
there are
one
no
of them.
Bad titties, only bad actors.
I agree with that.
There can be some bad titties, I think. Is that not
ooh.
Nice?
What's a bad titty
say,
to you?
Say it. Say
just
it.
Beware, you're talking to the itty bitty titty committee over here. And
no. It's not. It's not about size in my mind. I
it's
mean,
about shape.
I think a nice, yeah, it's the shape. It's how it's holding up the elasticity. Yeah,
I know.
You know, if you've got a boob, but like, it looks like it's just gone. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I don't even mind hangy ones if they've still got like some juiciness.
Meat.
Yeah, a little meat.
Yeah.
Like keep pancake tits.
Keep it juicy for God and goddess, you know? What am I saying? They don't teach that in Bible school, but got to keep it juicy.
I think that's John 16:1. That's my favorite Bible verse.
So I can keep it juicy for you.
Oh, by the way, CG, they said that they've stalked Instagram and you're very hot.
Mm-hmm. Equally hot to Kate, I will say.
Yes.
This is what I am saying is that like, I'm
so
like,
often you see, you know, hot bitches with people who don't deserve them. They don't match them. Mm-hmm. And it's good to just see.
Maybe not the dishes though. Sorry.
You could.
He's hot, but he's not very smart. And that's what we like.
I prefer that. It keeps them obedient.
Yes. Under our new rule, men will get vasectomies. And we will keep them in very nice cages, but
not yet. No. Having a vasectomy, because I want another baby. So don't even say that, because I feel like he'd be so cool getting a free vasectomy.
It's so interesting that that you want more kids. I mean, it's not surprising because like you're a wonderful mom, but your son. I mean, how old is Shane? Like 14? 15?
No, he's almost 16. Yeah. Oh, so it would be starting all over again.
Yeah.
But
does
like,
that scare you at all? Just the idea of starting over?
I mean, kind of. And I'm not really in a rush to do it. Like most people would say a woman in her early 40s should be, but like, no, I'm keeping it juicy. I think my eggs are cool. Like
you seem fertile.
Yeah.
I feel very fertile.
Yeah.
So I'm not too worried, but yeah, no, I want to, I mean, now I'm with the love of my life and I would love to have a family with him and have like awesome, crazy kids that hopefully really like me. And,
that got dark.
Yeah. I hope you like
me. I love you.
Yeah.
You never know, you know, but I would hope so. We'll see. But you know, I think free vasectomy should always be on the table.
Yeah.
If a man wants them, there's some control there. And if you don't, they shouldn't be forced, you know.
Yeah. Well,
but I think women should have access to contraception and abortions, and obviously with limitations. I feel like because some people think when you say like I'm pro-choice, they're like, you would want a baby dead at 8 months. Like, not the conversation that's going on.
No.
No,
people are very reasonable about that. Like, I think the right uses that as the example. And like, I had an abortion close, not like definitely still within the legal and reasonable timeline, but I had an abortion further down the line because I took a pregnancy test and I did not have the hormones yet to show a positive test. So
too
I was like,
early.
Yeah. And I was like, so I guess I'm not pregnant. So it went longer than it should have, but I was also 18. in college, overwhelmed, you know, and the, my partner was not helpful. And so it really was like, there's a lot of like, just cross state lines. And like, it's so, you know, it's not easy. It's also not easy to get a medical procedure. I like, how are we talking about this as if it's easy to go to the doctor in this country, much less schedule a procedure that's that invasive and expensive. You know, there,
I say this all the time. It starts with sex education, yes. Right? It's like, if we had real sex education, real from different perspectives, and that's, you know, but everything once again is supposed to be swept under the table. So it's like, don't talk about it. And then, but kids are still going to have sex, mm-hmm. but have barely even access to contraception because they're scared. They don't know where to go and get it. And so even there, like, we need to start to just talking to kids about it. Honestly, you don't have to start when they're like too young.
Sit down. This is the army of cunts. Let's start there.
Yeah. But you know what? I think that there are things that you could teach a child that are appropriate and would help them in the future, like regarding sex and sexual assault and consent.
Strangers.
Very early. Like, I think there's way too much politeness being taught to young children. And I think it's not allowing them to grow into their boundaries and like understand their boundaries. I think it's so important to teach a child, if somebody wants to touch you, even if it's a relative, because we know that relatives be doing some shady shit.
Always with the uncles.
If somebody wants to hug you and you don't feel comfortable, you can say no. It's your choice.
Yeah.
And like, that's a very early lesson.
Forced affection has to be addressed. Yeah. Oh, it's like, you're allowed to say no. Whether you're a kid, you know, a two-year-old should have the right to say like, no.
Yeah.
So that's just something we all need to work on. And I think a lot of us are learning to say like, no, that hug doesn't feel friendly. Yeah.
As a kid, I always knew who was creepy. Kids know like more than adults in a way. And because they have the world has not taught them to filter it yet. They'll be like, I don't like him.
Yeah.
And all the adults will be like, yeah.
That is my favorite thing.
You nailed
thing
it.
To
you
see
really
a
nailed
kid.
It on that one.
My cousin's child like ran away screaming from my grandma one time because she looked scared.
And she's a bitch. Also, your grandma was a bitch. We know.
She was a bitch.
She was a bitch.
Kids have that sense. Yeah, that's what we love about kids. It's that raw thing that my favorite adults keep a lot of that alive.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
So
for sure.
We're gonna wrap this up, but you two are lovely. As
old. You're lovely.
Likewise.
And poppin'. Lovely and fiery.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kate. This was such a beautiful reunion, and I hope we can do it again at some point.
Also, yeah, hopefully we can all podcast in person and you'll get to meet my fiance.
Yes.
He changed jobs, so it was a crazy schedule. But
as long as he's like shirtless and working out during
the
meeting.
No.
No, I'll give him a uniform to wear. Will he wear a uniform? It's a G-string.
I can ask.
I have like a plumbing outfit, but the shorts are small.
I have a fireman's uniform.
Yeah.
You want to slip this on just so I can go sit in the corner?
Oh, I wish we had access to a fireman. That'd be, I'll try to get
that
him
would
one.
Be awesome.
Yeah. That's all right.
Okay. So
we're going to need your,
I need M&Ms and a fireman
dress
costume.
Like a streamer stripper.
Well, now you guys are making me nervous, but.
We both have men, don't you?
We both
we're not a threat.
We both have boyfriends and we make them wear our clothes all the time.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal. It's not weird. Stop saying it's weird.
Not weird. You're weird. We're not.
I'm going to plug your podcast and then you too can plug whatever you want.
Okay.
Check out the Hot Mess Comedy Hour. I'm sure it's available where most podcasts can be found.
Yes.
And now
everywhere.
So Emily, where can people find you other than the podcast?
You can find me at Lubination. That is my handle on all socials. And you can also listen to my solo podcast, which is called RIP Diets. I just launched a new season. It's about breaking free from diet culture and embracing your natural body and all its magic.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's where you can find me.
Take nudes in your apartment at 4 a.m. and connect spiritually with a moth. So that's what I'm up to these days.
So they can find you on
find me on Instagram at Andrea Comedy 69. And you know, fansly.com/dogpig fansly. Cause
she can't do OnlyFans because of a Canadian citizenship thing. Labor laws.
Yes. This country does not want international sluts. I've said it before. I will say it again. So that's fansly, fansly.com/dogpig. That is coming live soon. And obviously, our podcast is free, but a lot of episodes are behind the paywall, I think, including Kate's, I would assume at this point.
Yes. We have 300 episodes behind, like old episodes behind the paywall. So if you want to listen to that episode with Kate, it is only available on Patreon, but you can listen to the podcast for free. Yeah,
we got a lot of cool stuff. There's lots of ways to support us. Hot Mess Comedy Hour on Instagram as well. And, you know, say hi.
Yeah. Well, thank you both for coming on. I enjoy you always. And let's hope that contraception remains legal, as well as abortions and separation of church and state.
Fingers crossed, ladies.
Fingers crossed. I got 79 skin condoms in the drawer. I'm good. Thank you, Kate.
Bye, Kate. Thank you so much.